What do you do about sibling quibbling? I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. Sibling quibbling. Mom, tell him to quit looking at me. Why would I look at you? Why would I look at your stupid puke head? See? See? That's the word he uses. I never used that word. I only used it because you took my truck. That's not your truck. That's my truck. Grandma gave us that truck. There is no bottom to one of those things, folks. And if you get in there and try to figure it out, you are into a black hole that will take you deeper and deeper. How about this as a rule for sibling quibbling? Rocky, Bruno, if it gets loud enough to come to my attention, in other words, what you're saying is, go ahead and fight, just be quiet about it. You're there for 15, or you're there for 15. I won't try to figure out who did what to who, when, where, and how. What about this one? You sit down, since you seem to be into name-calling, and write 10 nice things about your brother. Or how about you sit at the kitchen table and you stare at each other. Neither one of you is allowed to get up until each of you gives permission to the other to get up and apologizes. Sibling quibbling is routine in homes where more than one child roams. But that does not mean that you as a parent will not teach those children to resolve their conflicts within certain limits. No name calling, no tormenting, no hitting, no eye gouging, no jumping off the ropes, no soap in the eyes. Respect goes always in our family from parent to child and from child to child.